The song you're about to hear started out as a poem I wrote when I was 25 or maybe even 30 years old. I was driving in my car one day, and I looked over, and I saw this young boy, and he was getting into a cardboard box, and he was tumbling down a grassy hill. He sure was having just the best time. And it made me think back to when I was a kid. We kids just loved to get a hold of cardboard boxes. And the best of all of them, of course, was a refrigerator box. One time, a bunch of us took a refrigerator box to a neighbor's backyard. And that yard fell off in a series of inclines and drop-offs until it just came to a sudden end right into Lick Creek. Now, improbably, 8 of us could actually fit in the box. But that's only if Big Jimmy would come along and pack us in. Later, Big Jimmy would be shaving a full beard in the 5th grade. He was the only one of us strong enough to get the box, with all of us in it, to roll downhill. Big Jimmy never wanted to be in the box. To him, it was way more fun to launch us into what looked like certain doom. If I had to guess, I'd say Big Jimmy grew up to become a great master sergeant. We'd scream with glee, "Come on, Big Jimmy, do it! Do it now! Come on!" Big Jimmy was our ticket to trouble, all right. With his huge muscles bulging, he squatted, gripped, and flipped us up into the air, and that box took off end over end. We pitched downhill at a dizzy pace, smashing into each other like rocks clattering in a tin can. "Oh my God, help, make it stop!" We were screaming for help with the same conviction we'd asked to be flung downhill only seconds earlier. Once started, the gathering momentum made our no-wheel vehicle just impossible to stop. Inside the box, bad things started to happen right away. Someone's elbow knocked Kevin's front tooth out immediately. But, you know, it had been dangling there by a thread for 2 days, and it was just too gross to look at much longer anyway. Blood spurted out of his mouth like a Texas gusher. Belts ripped, zippers failed, buttons flew in 100 directions, shirts tore, shoes fell away, a trail of tears and spit and blood and dirt and lost clothing excreted themselves out the box all the way down the hill. Up above, Big Jimmy danced on one foot and clapped his hands together. He laughed so hard he cried and wet himself. This, for him, was a total work of art. Splat! We hit the creek, and our vomit-inducing somersaults finally stopped. Our cardboard torture chamber began to melt in the water right away. It took 5 full minutes to disentangle and crawl out. Steve said we were stuck together as tight as Gordo's snot. This was a highly imperfect reference to the Gordian knot that he'd read about in one of his classic comics. None of us, including Steve, had the slightest idea what that really meant. So, of course, we all said, "Yeah, everybody knows that." So there we were, wet, sniveling, dirt-smeared, half-dressed, hair akimbo, slobbery, bloody, shoeless. What else was there to say? But, "Let's do it again." Well, I'm so far away in time from those years now that I recall them like they were scenes from a movie I saw a long, long time ago. Still funny to recall. It's still exciting, too, but now it's tinged with another set of emotions as well. And maybe that's why I wrote this song, to see if I could get at those feelings.